isn't all that great. 7:39 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Morning. 73 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or join the conversation on Facebook Live. We're there Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. And hello to our listeners and viewers in Charleston, South Carolina. It's so cool to know that through this modern technology, you can stay connected to maybe an area that you went to school at or grew up in, but just have fond memories. And it's always fun to know that you're out there and you're listening.
This Saturday, September the 11th, will mark 20 years since the terrorist attacks on our country. And here we are 20 years later. Two more 9/11 victims have been identified using new technology. It
wow.
happened just this week. Dorothy Morgan Hempstead is the 1,646th victim to be identified through ongoing DNA analysis. Of course, the attacks on our country claimed the lives of 2,753 people. The second person identified this week is a man whose name is being withheld at the family's request right now. And then as you continue to move forward, there are still more than 1,100 victims, so 1,100 victims, at least 40% of those who died on 9/11 that remain unidentified.
Wow. But with new technology, again,
very true. There's some
hope. They never stop.
There is some hope. Of course, here at home on Saturday, really this whole week, there are so many different ways to look back and honor 9/11. And one big event will take place this Saturday. It is the Comporium Pioneers 9/11 Memorial Ride. It will take place Saturday, September the 11th. We have Leon Yard joining us with from the Comporium Pioneers. And good morning to you, Leon.
Good morning.
Good morning, Leon. You come in here with that impressive notebook, and it's just I know why they put you in leadership positions, because you got your system.
Have a system.
And it works.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, that notebook was not as big as it is now, but it means it's game time, which is going to take place this Saturday. So, again, why don't you frame up for us what the event is, who can participate, and what do we need to do?
Sure. So the event will start, registration will start on Saturday at 8 a.m. Kickstands. We'll actually be up around 10:15 a.m. During that time, we'll be doing registering, taking care of people that pre-registered, as well as doing like a musical tribute to the 9/11 event. I will just say with your lead-in with the folks, that's kind of what our ride is centered about this time. Normally, it's 343 firemen you hear about, but this time we're talking about police, EMS, fire, and civilians. And our customized shirt actually has all that listed out on it, and at the top of the Maltese cross it says "All Remembered." So that's a beautiful lead-in. So thank you for that. Couldn't have played in any better.
Wow. So when we talk about kickstands up, we're obviously talking about motorcycles, but can other vehicles participate?
Absolutely, as long as they're street legal. We've had some folks ask about riding bicycles. That really won't work. They could visit and hang out before and after, but the speed limits are a little faster than they can pedal. We do have some cars, some trucks from visiting states going to drive up and participate. They'll ride at the end for safety reasons. Trying to secure an older fire truck that's been taken out of service. I won't call it an antique because if it's still drivable, it's probably still functioning. So I'm working real hard on the guy to get him to commit to that, so that would be awesome, right?
That would be really great.
When everybody comes in, they'll need to enter from the Heckel Boulevard side, the address 933 Heckel Boulevard. So we'll do one shot in, one shot out. We'll have a huge American flag draped to ride out, and weather permitting and everything, we'll also have it to ride back under when we get to York. There will be food trucks available after we have our speakers there at the fire safety department. And we encourage everybody to come out. Even if you don't ride or don't want to drive, just come out. I mean, it's a great time to fellowship. You're outside. Nobody's going to hold a gun on you to wear a mask. So
you remember just, together. Just it's be very free. Special. Yeah, yes. home of the free. Now, your book's gotten bigger. I imagine that is because you've got more people participating.
We had a significant increase since the last time I was here. Hopefully, it'll double from what we've done so far. Technology, again, is something great where you can go on Google and say, okay, this is where we're going to park and this is where we're going to come out and do all that. But it still doesn't take away the live part where I have to physically go out and ride the route, make sure that highway department's not cutting up the asphalt like they've done on some previous rides. Ooh. And oh. Like the day before. Oh.
What do you do in that situation?
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. Leon, so this is going to be a parade. How many vehicles right now are registered?
I'm thinking right now we've probably got over 100 bikes.
Wow.
Wow.
And day of, no matter what the event is, there's usually a large influx of
Everybody's
people that
waiting
sign
for the
up.
Weather.
Sure. And so, to see what their schedule and calendars look like. Is it a continuous line, a parade? I asked that to what Patty was asking earlier. What happens if you're stopped by a stoplight? Like, do you just catch back up with the parade route? Like, what happens? Do people get separated a little bit?
No, normally the intersections are blocked. It's almost like a funeral procession.
Okay.
Hate to put it like that, but again, that's the cause that we're raising money for, is to do a PA system for a funeral trailer that was purchased and put together by the York County Fire Chiefs Association. You know, we had to use it one recently, and that was a need. So that's where some of this money is going to.
How do people that are participating? I'm sure you've got some who really just go all out in terms of red, white, and blue, and some that maybe. How do people dress when they're doing? I'm all about the fashion. You know this.
Well.
What are you going to be wearing, Leon?
I'm going to be wearing the ride shirt that I designed, just like I hope everybody else is.
Yes, wear the ride shirt because you get that when you register.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay.
But if you're not there to participate in the ride, you will be able to buy the shirts.
Yeah,
there,
any
correct?
Shirts that's left over to sell to anybody. We also have some 9/11 decals, 2-inch and 4-inch in size, that are kind of custom, that are very nice. So.
How long has the Comporium Pioneers been putting on this event?
Well, this is actually the second one that has to do with the 9/11 memorial, but I guess together this will be like my 19th ride that I've helped lead. So,
well, it's hard to believe it's been 20 years,
man.
And yet it changed the world.
It did.
And we need to always remember the impact. 20 years, that's, you know, there's people in this world that weren't even born, you know, that don't even realize the impact because they don't know what it was like to fly in an airplane before 9/11. They just don't know what they don't know.
We watched a movie over the weekend. It was made in the 80s, and it had the Twin Towers.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
They just jump out at you.
Commenting how odd and eerie that is to see, and our 9-year-old daughter said, what's that? What does that mean? And we're like, well, I mean, we told her, I mean, she's heard about 9/11, but we really used that opportunity to talk to her about it. But it is very weird to still see them standing in movies and music videos and TV shows prior to 9/11. And it did. It brought the country together. And, you know, it's sad that we're so divided still today. But the good thing is, events like this, for the most part, people put aside their political differences and put aside what they're arguing about on social media, at least for one day, just to come together as a community and as a country, just to remember the more than 2,000 people who lost their lives.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Doing
every life
day.
Had a story.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Had a connection.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just listening this morning and about a daughter who lost her life, and it was the very first time she had ever been in New York. And she showed up at, you know, in the tower for her first day on the job.
Wow.
You just, heartbreaking.
Yeah. These people were doing the routine that they would do every single day.
Yeah.
For sure. So the Comporium Pioneers present that 9/11 Memorial Ride this Saturday, September the 11th. Registration begins at 8 to 9:30. Kickstands up at 10:15. You can go ahead and pre-register today. Singles are 25, doubles are 30. Day of ride, that goes from 30 up to $35, so keep that in mind. You get a t-shirt if you register, if you want to come out there to support, but you're not riding, you can also buy a t-shirt. And they need to gather again at the Heckle Complex, 933 Heckle Boulevard here in Rock Hill. And to learn more, you can go to CaporeanPioneers.com. And Leon, real quick, Caporian Pioneers, give us the elevator speech.
Well, we're part of the local communications company that's out in the neighborhood trying to make things happen for folks that need it. I mean, pretty much. You know.
Great job.
All right, Leon, as always, sir, thank you very much. And thank you again to all those folks that are participating and signed up and those that will show up day of as well.